Jury selection is underway today in the trial of Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, who's facing first-degree murder charges for killing 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in 2014. It's a case that sparked citywide protests and calls for police reform. Van Dyke is white. He shot McDonald 16 times as the teenager, who was black, walked away from police. Patrick Smith is a criminal justice reporter for WBEZ, and he's at the courthouse in Chicago. Patrick, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Look, we can hear you're at a busy courthouse right now. This has got to be a very big day for people in Chicago. How closely are they watching this trial?
Well, people are going to be following this trial really closely. You know, there's actually organizers who have gotten a permit to protest outside of the courthouse each day that the trial is going on. However, one hiccup in that is that jury selection is underway today, and we're not sure how long that's going to take. The defense is asking for it to take up to 6 weeks. They're interviewing each individual member of a 200-person potential juror pool.
6 weeks just for the jury?
That's on the high end. I don't expect it to take that long, but that's how long the defense is asking. And so we're in this situation where people have really been waiting for this trial, but now it's sort of like it's starting, but it's not exactly starting because opening statements won't be for a little while.
Let's go over some of the details of this case. Laquan McDonald, the teenager, he did have a knife in his hand, but then there was that dash cam footage that came out like more than a year after the shooting, and it showed that he was walking away from the police officers when Van Dyke is seen to shoot him 16 times. What kind of defense will Van Dyke and his lawyers make in this case?
Well, one part of their defense that we've heard from them so already is, you know, that video that almost everyone in Chicago has seen does not give a whole picture. They call it a silent film. It's only from one perspective, and what's most important to their defense is that it is not from the perspective of Officer Jason Van Dyke. And so, you know, what they say is it may look like Laquan McDonald is angling away from Officer Van Dyke from the perspective of the dash cam that's behind both of them, but that from Van Dyke's perspective, that's not what he saw, that's not what he perceived, and he believed his life was in danger.
And what about the prosecutors?
Well, you know, what we can expect about what they're going to do in court is play that video and show the fact that Laquan McDonald is, you know, 10 to 15 feet away from Officer Van Dyke. He's about parallel with him, but does look to be angling farther away. The knife is in his hand, but it's a folding knife with a 3-inch blade. They're going to say there is no danger here. And one thing I think they're going to point to is the fact that there are lots of other officers who were on the scene at the time who did not even draw their weapon. You know, Laquan McDonald had been followed for about 10 minutes by different officers, you know, without any real incident. They didn't see any need to draw their weapon. Officer Van Dyke gets to the scene, and within 30 seconds, he starts shooting and unloads his whole gun. I think that's something they're going to talk about at trial.
Yeah. Van Dyke's lawyers have asked the judge to move the trial outside of Cook County because they say the defense cannot get a fair trial in the city. Is that still an option? Is it likely to happen? And is there a sense that, in fact, it would be hard for him to get a fair trial there?
Well, I don't know if it's likely to happen. One unique thing that the judge has done here is he has held off on ruling on that request until after they do the process they're doing now, interviewing the jurors. Basically, what the judge has said is, I want to hear from the potential jurors and decide for myself if they really are, you know, tainted by all the media coverage. I will say, you know, just being at the courthouse, potential jurors are walking past. At least last week, they were walking past hundreds of people lined up with convict Van Dyke signs and pictures of Van Dyke with writing over it about how he's guilty. You know, you could see that this environment is very different from even your average murder trial.
Yeah, and you know, there was a big headline last week that Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel said he would not be running for re-election. A lot of people pointing to the timing of that announcement, that it was so close to this trial and a case that a lot of people questioned the way he handled it. How has all of this affected Rahm Emanuel politically?
Well, it affected him a lot. You know, he has not said that the timing of this is because of the trial. He said it's just because he wants to spend more time with his family and he just doesn't want to do the job for another 4 years. But, you know, the timing of the Laquan McDonald shooting fits in a really interesting place within Mayor Emanuel's legacy. It happened during his first term, but no one really knew anything about the true nature of this until almost immediately after he won re-election for a second term. The settlement with the family, a $5 million settlement, was reached just a couple days after he won re-election. A lot of people think that if this had come out before that election, he would not have won. And now, you know, he announces he's not running just on the eve of Jason Van Dyke's murder trial. It really kind of frames his second term, and I think could end up defining his legacy in Chicago, because a lot of people believe that he played a part in keeping the videotape of the shooting hidden and in sort of trying to control the media messaging and make sure that the truth of what happened didn't come out.
Well, regardless of his reason, nerves are certainly raw there in Chicago over this case. That's Patrick Smith, criminal justice reporter for WBEZ at the courthouse in Chicago as jury selection gets underway in the murder trial of Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke. Patrick, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.